we heard on the news yesterday and even the previous day, talking about 48 hours ago, about the 45 ministers that Tinubu has now assigned their portfolios. Big deals everywhere. Now, two very interesting names, you know, that have been bantered all about recently has to be, you know, Festus Keyamo. And we're like, wow, Festus Aviation, really? And then the biggest name, arguably the biggest name on that roster, and in particular the portfolio he's been given, is the previous, the past Rivers State governor, Ezewunye Wike. You know him, Daddy Weeks, a.k.a. 0001 for 2015-2023, all right? So he's done his time, his business with the governorship, with anything governorship is done. However, he's now in Abuja, not just as, you know, somebody's going to say hi to everybody. No. Wike is the Federal Capital Territory Minister. More like the mayor of the place, you know, the supervisor of the area, you know, the kind of like big dog in the area. That's what Wike is all about this morning. Now, my question is this. Is Wike's emergence as FCC minister, is it indicative of the growth of Rivers politics? You see, two very interesting things, you know, should be taken from this particular appointment. Number one, Wike is the first southerner, right, to be in that position. Look at the previous FCT ministers. They're usually from the Middle Belt or from the North. Just check. Don't believe me? Go online. Google it. Don't take Jude's word for it. But even more interesting than his origin or where he is coming from is the fact that the PDP has had more ministers in that particular seat than any other political party. And what is even more interesting, that the only time that the PDP didn't have an FCT minister was during the term of President Buhari, where you had the APC, you know, candidate or APC member in charge, placed as the FCT minister. But now, despite the APC still being in power, you have a PDP man, a PDP stalwart, probably one of the biggest, you know, name in PDP right now in that particular place. So, is this the clearest sign that Nigerians are moving into, you know, a more, as it were, cosmopolitan era? Before you talk about, oh no, the FCT is meant to be, it's not meant to be from anywhere. The Federal Capital Territory is for everybody. And I mean everybody. The same way Lagos, when Lagos was the Federal Capital Territory, the buildings were there, headquarters were there. Now, FCT is now in Abuja. Why do you think all the major multinationals have their headquarters over there? It is the administrative capital of the Federation. And so, everybody's welcome there. Everybody needs to be there. If you want your file to move, like we like to say in this country, you should be there. Now, Wike is there. Once again, Rivers politics, proud, strong, or do you think, FCT minister, nothing special about FCT minister? Who FCT minister had?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it? Didn't hear it? Please do not make mention of it. Let's have only facts on the program. All right, let's get down into the thick of things this morning. My 2.3, good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Welcome.
Yes, it's an indicative that the reverse politics is growing. And the governor, former governor Yusuf Wike, have added another feather to our cap. You know why? If he had lived this part of travel out of Port Harcourt to other cities, the moment they hear that you're a Port Harcourt boy, there is this respect they give you. There is honor, this reverence. I mean, your words are like power.
Interesting.
And what Governor Newsom Wiki have done for us as a minister of Abuja, like the governor of Abuja, it is a prize to us. If you notice, it is only former Governor Newsom Wiki as a minister that was so Google for the past 72 hours. Just ministry, that particular person. To tell you that it's an influence to us. Now you go into Abuja, imagine how people will respect you.
Mm.
People from Gwagwalada, how they will see you. People from Nyanya, how they will see you. Lube, how they will claim you. Because now you get Abuja automatically. Mm. We will tell ourselves the truth. Now we get Abuja now our own. This is our slang here. Our person did it. Imagine you going to Abuja telling the landlord I'm from Port Harcourt. I've been charging other people 250,000. Your matter now, 50,000. They will reduce price for you automatically.
Really?
Because we have somebody there that is representing us, not just in the name, in his action, in his words, in his deed, is respected across borders. So it's a thumbs up and a win-win for us from Port Harcourt.
All right, so it's a thumbs up. Gift is in Township. Dinah is in Transamadi. We have Akanto also on the line. Let's get to hear from you, Gift, very quickly.
Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. I think, just like you said, I agree with you. This is the first time Mr. Albana is in the Minister of the FCC. And for me, like they say in my community, when there's blood in your mouth, there is no way that blood will not trickle in. Think of me, will not trickle to your stomach. So I believe that for the fact that the former governor is an Abuja and he has the ears of the president, definitely with the type of person he is, I think Rivers State will be the biggest beneficiary of his appointment as MCT minister, because a lot of things he can bring down to this side.
But being the FCT minister doesn't mean that you're going to address anything elsewhere. You're meant to make sure the FCT is in good order. Daniel is in Transamadi, Akantos in Bori. Daniel, let's hear from you quickly.
Good morning. I think, first of all, Wike is not...
Oh, dear. Akanto, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please. Good morning, please.
Yes. My name is Akanto. I'm calling for Akanto Special in Bori. I sing praises to thank God for our own to be a minister in a state in Nigeria, who the state that will have a direct allocation, and where the state of the president, the most populous country in Africa, is a welcome development.
Okay, so
only disadvantage.
What is that?
Let me say it. As a lover of His Excellency, former Governor Newsom Wiki, is that Wiki, our governor, will not be shuttling the River State, and particularly in
Tamale. But he can't, because he's meant to be in Abuja more. Water. I'm going to give you 40 seconds. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yes. Since yesterday, people have been talking on what they have to talk, because they have not to talk. And the man they get the job have not refused to take the job. You see, FCC, most of us don't know what is there. It's a big ministry, whether I like it or not. So, our former governor, for getting that position, he has added more things to River State, like it or not.
So you think by being there, it means that River's politics is now very powerful. People now believe and respect River's politics.
Listen, Jude, a politician has been a politician. Whether you stay in America, you want to play politics here in Nigeria, you will play.
Okay. All right, let's go on a break and we'll be back after this.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
When 8 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock, it's a wet Friday morning. But like I said, it's not dampening our mood this morning. What do we say to the God of Rain? Yeah, do your thing, but we still have to do our thing, which is all about conversations this morning. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. The studio number still remains 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0007. Now, if you're just joining the party, it's a bit of a tea party this morning. We're talking about Yusubike. Yes, a lot of people are like, why are we talking about this man? Why? He's done. He's dusted. Let's leave the past behind and continue to move forward. Well, in the bid to move forward, you find that the man's name has been mentioned in the ministerial list, so it has to be mentioned. Forget the controversy as to why and how his name go on that list. But the question I'm asking this morning is this. In the past year and during the electioneering season, you know, we had a conversation where people say, look, River State is very important everywhere, whether it's APC, PDP, Labour Party, NNPP, everybody wants a slice of the River's cake, the River's pie. But now, for the first time, you've had a southerner in the FCT as the FCT minister. Isn't it this indicative of the growth and what many would say the power that the South, particularly River State, has? Hector is in Ogbogoro. Let's get to hear from Hector this morning. Hector, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Welcome.
River State has been important. It's always important before this time, and it will continue to be important, not because of one man. Now, Abuja, ethnically, has been existing, and so many ministers have become ministers. Yes, it is a welcome development that this is the first time somebody from the South is becoming a minister in that city. And his power or his area of jurisdiction is limited to the head city. Now, the question a lot of us we ask after this time is, what did you do for River people? Just like questions that we've been asking to other ministers, other River persons that have become ministers. Now, we are talking about PK today because PK is from River State. If you go to Bayelsa State, if you go to Ondo State or Edo State, they will not be talking about PK. They will be talking about the person that is from their state that has become minister. So we are talking about PK over there because it's from River State. So what will we attract to River people? What will River people benefit? River people are highly respected wherever you go. If you go to Abuja, even before you say, if you go to Abuja, provided you are from River State, there is a regard to people within you. If you go to the north, you are from River State, there is something regard to people within, not because of Wiki has become a minister in Abuja. And so I think that I don't buy that notion. I don't buy that idea.
All right, thank you. Hector says, well, Rivers has always been important and now it's becoming even more evident following the appointment of Yusubike as the FCT minister. So gather around this round table of discussion, fine as they always say, and let's get our conversations continuing. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Hello Port Harcourt.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello Port Harcourt, 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
As always, be reminded, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. And very importantly, please do not make inciting statements. Let's get to Facebook very quickly. I have a caller on the line, but let's get to read a few comments, all right, on Facebook. Igwe Godwin says, Wike is an Odogu. Odogu is never a guy name, really. Chile Edwin says, Wike has played himself into the mainstream of national politics just by himself with his Yedeba mantra. Nice one. That's what could that be my comment of the day? I don't know. Let's give me some time. Chile Edwin, thank you very much for that comment. Ojoku Michael says, it is a welcome development. I believe strongly that the former governor will prove his capacity of knowledge to exercise the primary purpose of the affairs. John speaks to us from Alu. John, welcome, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, based on the issues on board, considering our governor becoming an FCC minister.
Ex-governor.
He's not the first sacana to become FCC minister.
Mm.
So that impression had to be corrected. It's not the first time the sacana becoming a minister of the FCC. During OBJ, when he was the military head of state, the FCC minister was the sacana. So it's not something that we have to, because a reverse will become a minister in FCC. It's something that we have to be bragging or jumping up all about. We need to ask ourselves, what are we going to benefit from it as reverse? That should be the core question. Because during his era, when he was struggling to become the president of this country, initially he was an aspirant, presidential aspirant, later become a vice presidential aspirant. Today, he is now a minister. And then there's this mantra he was always saying, that what does we, the Ravens, benefit? What his people will benefit? Now that he's in FCT, what is the... Is him being FCT minister is going to benefit the South Star? What is going to benefit the Rivers people? Because his matter has been that he's fighting for the Rivers people. That if them have gone where the Rivers state will be mixed, and there's nothing to show for it. So the question which you ask ourselves right now is, what is he going to favor the Rivers or favor us, the Rivers people?
But John, let me ask you.
You and I knew very well, in previous ministers of FCTs, their role in the FCTs have not really given me all or attributed any benefit to the state they came from.
John, let me ask you.
Just gone governor of Kaduna, you can have that as a case study. And the just outgone FCT minister during your ambassador's era, you can have a case study about that. So obviously, it is clearly revealed that Mr. Lee Wike, our past governor, was only fighting for his personal benefit, not necessarily the Rivers benefit, but the mantra he was singing and shouting, all we will know that he's fighting for Rivers people. And today is a minister.
John.
He's under a government that you must describe as a counselor. It's unfortunate, but we just have to carry our shins and then move on, believing one day we, the Rivers people, will benefit from a government and from a politician that really have the Rivers people at heart.
All right, John, thank you very much. Kanu's in New Warfare. Kanu, good morning, please.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm not sorry,
go on, please.
Yeah, the talk of the day now is the new minister of FCT, the former governor of River State, right?
Yes, please.
Good. My brother, to tell you the gospel truth, why people are complaining about Wike accepting the FCT minister is because of what Wike said. And he made it openly. And some people are calling on radio saying that we should not talk, everybody should talk about the whole state. No, this is where I cast my vote. I have a right to speak. So, Wike accepted to be the minister of FCT. My brother, I see that position as one of the lowest positions among all the ministers.
Really?
Look at the Ebonyi State Governor.
Really? You're talking about the seat of administration of a country. That's the federal capital territory. You're telling your son or your daughter who's listening that, oh no, it's not a very big position for you to be in charge of that area. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh dear. All right, Ibiso, speaking to us from Ikoyi, you have JJ on Abaro. JJ, give us a minute. Ibiso, go on, please.
Yes, Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm up. Yes, what you are discussing this morning. You know, Rivers State Police is full that everybody respects. Let me start from Alamo, Jude, Douglas, there's Lawson, Kemper, River, you know, and all the rest. Anyway, outside the shore of Nigeria, you can have Rivers State people come with respect. Hey, Jude, bringing about the ex former governor topic here. I don't know, maybe question you, I don't think it's necessary because Occupy Rivers did money with other things, like your station in Lagos, Sheriff Godley, around there, what they are doing suffering in Lagos. But before you bring this former governor topic, different youth will bring different thoughts and different things. So to me, it's good you occupy the diverse youth with other things.
But we have to, the way you think I will grow, I understand a narrative, but don't forget, the only reason why this name keeps on coming is because this name keeps being in the news. Ibiso, thank you very much. JJ is on a barrow. JJ, thank you for your patience, please.
Jude, I say good morning to you this morning.
Good morning.
You see, when former Governor Wike was still governor in River State, yeah, he has already made his mark. I don't think Governor Wike has said in Wike before. But Jude, like they will say in WWE, please don't try this at home.
Mm.
Don't go to worry and talk against former Governor Wike. If not, wait till you go see. But this will tell you, I'm not preaching violence this morning. But I tell you, this is a man that made his mark. And part of his mark is Iyendeba. And that has played out.
Interesting.
The Northerners have been occupying that position. At the time, we even thought that it was a position for only the North. And this is the man that advocated that a certain president must emerge. That's what we're talking about here. He's an epitome of give this and give to that, and all those put together. So for me, he's going to Abuja, like Akpabio has said. Please, the development you have brought to River State, make sure, please, you replicate it here. And that is what he's about to do right now. People are saying FCT minister is a very small ministry. So our people say something. There is only a child that has not traveled that will tell people that it's only his father's land that is the biggest in the entire world. Please go and do research and know the position in our brother's hand. And I say congratulations to him because he's now in charge of the federal capital territory. Jude, can you beat that? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's JHA. Origi is in Obogood, and we'll go read messages on WhatsApp and Facebook. Good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm talking about the appointment of the minister of FCT.
Yes, it's a good sign that Rivers politics is strong and vibrant. That's the question.
It's a very, very welcome development that he is going to do what he has done in Rivers. If Mr. King is big at the power, I want to tell you one story. One big man from Boguma put his brother in the head of affairs so that he will only listen for him. What is happening? We care we bring better things to River State from federal capital. It's only that we care is ringing bell to many people who doesn't like to hear him. Many people's name of Wike is disturbing them. So let them allow Wike to continue his God-given position. And let us try to be like Wike tomorrow. Because by the time some of your brother build a house, you are against it. You cannot build your own.
Orgy.
So congratulations to Wike. And may the God of this land give him more things that you are still among. He will be president one day.
All right, thank you very much. Now, I'm seeing some comments on Facebook. Let's take them and also take the ones on WhatsApp. Good morning, Jude. Don't you think the former governor should have been better as the NDC minister so as to bring more development to the Rivers people? All the same, congratulations to him. Soki Fubara says, I read that there was a Southern as a FCT minister in 1976. Once again, I don't think you guys heard me clearly. This is the first time since the political dispensation from 1999. Remember I said PDP has been occupying. So when I said PDP, it's since 1999. apart from APC. So in the 70s, they were. But since this political dispensation, this is the first time. That's what I'm saying, right? That's why I say go check. Don't take my word for it. Just go look at the recent appointments, all right? So our dear brother, Jonathan, was once referred as Rivers before the creation of Bayelsa. Cheers to our good Rivers people that has projected Rivers State in good light. Rivers got fine developmental strides as compared to some other states in the South. All right, thank you very much. Okay, all right, thank you. Good morning, Jude. For me, it's because the president knows how important it is to win the election in FCC, which he lost. Taking the strong man there. But today, supposed to be from Friday. Akan, it concerns River State, so that's why we have to talk about it. Muriel is in Okrika. Good morning to you, Muriel.
Jude, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a woman on the line.
Go on, please.
You see, Jude, I think all the ministerial positions are very, very important because we need all of them to work effectively and efficiently for and to go forward. But Jude, this morning, there is something. Don't be a sister. Governor Wike has tried. Do you know that politics is a career?
Mm.
Yes, it is. A person has tried to build his career up to the level that he's going from one level of glory to another, and you sit in the comfort of your home and you're shaming and you're hating and you're trying to despise a person's hard work. How dare you? What about your own career? How are you going about it? What level are you now? This is a man that is building his career. He has become a minister before. So what ministerial position will be too entitled, too important, or to what do you want to give to him? I think giving him the minister of FCT is best, is fitting. In fact, do you know that almost all the parastatals in all the states have headquarters in Abuja.
Every major, it is the capital territory. That means everybody's meant to be there so that the administration is centered.
In other words, all the ministers will come and meet him there. All the governors will come and meet him there. He is in charge there, Jude. I think that is the best position for him now.
So you feel his appointment. Hello, Muriel. You feel his appointment is a good testament to Rivers politics and how vibrant it is right now.
Absolutely.
It's not a land issue, Muriel. Thank you very much, Muriel. I think that's the misconception. And this is how some of these, divisive, issues tend to come through and people start to, take them, misconstrue. I'm very sure that's not your intent, Muriel, but it has to be addressed immediately. Look, this is, once again, the federal capital territory. That means that for everything concerning Nigeria, the administrative point, the administrative focus or foci is there. There. Abuja. That's it. End of story. Samuel is in Iwafe. Samuel, good morning to you, please.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
The issue is that people are misunderstanding the issue. There is no position that is still important, neither men important. What you want as Nigerians is for them to come together as a team of people to work for the betterment of this nation. Because people are like really suffering in this nation. But people are saying that we can do this in this nation. It's like, to me, my own understanding is like it's moving from the governor of the university on the governor of the nation. But our nation is an important part of the nation. All the decisions that are being made in Nigeria, most of these. So the situation is not the little thing, it depends on how we have the interest of the people of Nigeria or Nigeria for its own interest, because this position can never be.
Okay, All right, thank you very much. Godwin, speaking to us from LMA. Oh, dear. Godwin, do return the call. Let's focus a little bit more. We have just about 7 minutes. Let's focus a little bit more on the messages now, shall we? Good morning, Jude. Please, can someone name one thing the River State stands to benefit from Wike being the FCT minister? Can we ask the people what they benefited? Who was the former minister of Abuja? Do you know his name? Ifeanyi Chukwudo is asking. Interesting. All right, good morning, Jude. I really don't want to look at the ministerial appointment as juicy or not juicy. My concern is the appointment has further distinguished River State on the map of Nigeria and also has seen us not to be second-class citizens in Nigeria. I don't think anybody should be seen as second-class in this country. Now, I particularly feel very elated with this appointment to the Rivers people. Kelvin in Port Harcourt. All right, Jude, my G, it also rained in Abuja. We're all amazed that Wike, the flyover dad, is our minister over here. We have flyovers here a lot, so we don't need it. I think he would do well. Chiagoze from Abuja says, I'm using your app. All right, thank you. Don't forget, you can follow us online anywhere in the world using the Nigeria Info app. Or if you are, for want of space, you can just use the website www.nigeriainfo.fm. www.nigeriainfo.fm. All right, and you get to select from our fantastic studios in Lagos, Port Harcourt, and Abuja, depending on where your locale is, or if you have a preference, who knows? We have, just like we do now, listeners from Abuja. Taiwo, speaking to us from Mbaraja. Taiwo, good morning to you. Welcome. Baoni.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Taiwo. Welcome. Good morning.
Okay, morning. I don't know if you are aware that Abuja is seen as one of the states in Nigeria. Now, of what impact will River State as it is have on Cross River State, or what impact the governor of Cross River State will have on Kaduna State? Abuja is like a state. Now, you take, for instance, the Minister of Works. The Minister of Works has enough impact to can impact on River State because of the work that can be done in River State, in Kaduna State, in Lagos State, and that is everything. The Minister for Sports impact on every other state. But Minister of Capital Abuja is like a governor in Abuja. And just that. Between me and you, the important thing is our former governor, whatever he has been all through, has been on his personal, for his personal interest. I mean, virtually very politician. It's his personal interest. I just that, too. So I don't see any impact. He can, some morning was saying that he's the governor of the, sorry, he's the minister of Abuja. Everyone said, no, no.
Because we have Michael in Boroku waiting. But let me ask you very quickly, because the real focus of the conversation is this. Do you think this appointment has reflected well on Rivers politics? Is this like a clear indication that, look, people from this area, politics in this area is alive, is thriving, is robust, and cannot be overlooked?
Anyhow you put it, he's the governor of Abuja. And one thing to tell you, what I want to say is, our former governor pins his terms on one political party. He's limping between APC and PDP. Take for instance, he does not attend a PDP
meeting. I have to let you go so that we can get to hear from Michael. Thank you very much. Michael, good morning. Thank you for your patience, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, too.
Good morning.
To answer your question, it has nothing to do for River State. It's just for personal. The man from occupying that office is just there to start his personal interest and the cronies. It has nothing to. If you put no cup of tea on the table of the vast majority of.
Let's agree, Michael, let's agree on that, right? For the second of this conversation.
Yes.
The real question I ask is this. does it reflect? Does it reflect how robust? Because this appointment, right, is the first that's an anomaly. Like I said, from the PDP era, from 1999, it's usually the power at the central that has an FCT minister in that particular position. All right. So the PDP all through. Then during the Buhari administration, you had an APC person, but now we have a PDP person in there. And the question is this: does this show how viable, you know, reverse politics is, Nigerian politics is? People now know that, look, we have strong men here.
The truth is that we don't have any PDP member representing PDP. This person occupying that position, it can be likened to Amorphous.
He's still a PDP member. Your Amorphous is more sentimental than anything. On face value, he still is. King is in Choba. King, let's get to hear from you, and you'll be my final caller very quickly, please.
All right, Governor Wike being in Abuja is a very nice one. He deserves it. Kudos to him, he deserves it.
Oh dear. Apologies. King has a drop call scenario. So let me wrap up by reading some comments on Facebook. So many comments. I'm struggling to keep up right now. All right. This one on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH at Nigeria. Fergus says, the appointment of Mr. Wike's FC Minister is a welcome development because with this appointment, he can relax and do his underground politics and be less busy to monitor the affairs of River State. That's my take. Oh, hello, Port Harcourt, Fergus says from Gokana. Yes, indeed. We're getting into that bit very shortly. Eddie Emeka says, I believe our former governor never saw this coming. We can ask which ministry would have wanted there. I think would have chosen another one instead of FCT. Well, you and everyone else who's listening can make your suppositions, you can make your assumptions, but the name is up front. Whether it's not helping the larger population of River State dealing with high unemployment and yada yada, that's an issue for another day. But the front burner is, the name is there. The name is there from another party. Indicative of maybe parties begin to work together? Who knows? Anyway, as always, thank you for joining us in that conversation.